Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mistress Carrie, weekdays 10 to 3 on WAAF. Podcasts are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Paul!
What's up, baby?
What's up, homie?
Nice to see you, hear you. Not see you, but hear you.
I know. I haven't talked to you in a while.
You're like my sister. You're like the same energy, like with fellow Italian. And I'm bummed. I'm going to be coming to town. I'm going to miss you because you're going out of town.
I know. You're going to be in town next weekend, which is like Halloween weekend is my favorite weekend of the year.
Yeah, I know. It's really fun. I'm in town November 1st and 2nd at Laugh Boston Comedy Club, and I'm really psyched to be back in Boston. I haven't been there in a while, and it's a new club for me. I haven't been to the club. It's really beautiful, so I'm psyched. I was like really psyched because I'm like, oh, I can finally go in studio and hang with my homie, and now. But you're going to be away, which I'm going to miss you.
I know. I'm so bummed out.
I need a giant cutout of you that I can keep in my hotel room.
That's not creepy at all.
Holding your little pug, your little dog too. It's a pug, right?
Yeah, Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday's the name of the dog?
Yeah, she's named after Wednesday Adams.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Would you expect anything less of me?
Oh, no. You know, we got a dog. We adopted a dog, rescue dog, and the dog has a weak sphincter. So she, like, randomly pees, and my wife, like, they're, like, wee pads all over our house. It looks like a nursing home, basically. All you need to do is open up a jar of Desitin, and it'll smell just like a nursing home.
Can't you put a diaper on the dog instead of having the wee pads everywhere?
Yeah, that's good luck with that. You can't even put a collar on this stupid thing. And I think there should be like a lemon law, like for cars. Like if you get a dog, like a weak sphincter, I should be able to return the dog, and they put it up on a lift, and they put a new sphincter in, like a car.
Does that work for guys too?
Yes.
You guys start having prostate problems and we get to take you back?
Yeah. Listen, I would love to get on the list and get a bigger penis. That would be awesome. And my wife would like that too.
Oh, man.
So I'm psyched to be coming up. I'm sorry I'm not going to see you. But
how is your show going on Broadway? How cool is this show? I'm dying to see it.
It's been great. It's for people who don't know, I'm doing a one-man show called Permission to Speak, and I actually kind of do some of this in my stand-up. I like to talk to audiences, but not like do crowd work, you know, like to like make fun of somebody's hat, but like really talk to them, because I've found over the years that people have really interesting lives and stories, and if you give them a chance to tell their story, other people hear the story, and maybe they connect with it, and maybe things are not, you know, like so divisive now, and I think we're like in, you know, our little silos, but we actually kind of have more in common than we think. So I've been bringing people on stage, and they just tell stories, and it's just been incredible. And then you realize how crazy people are out there. They're out of their minds. I have this one guy. There's some people who shouldn't be parents. I'm one of them, by the way. But I'm terrible. I can't. There's some days I don't want to go home and deal with the nonsense with the kids. I just go to the post office and stand in line all day. I do.
There are very few things in this world that I hate more than standing in line at the post office.
I know. You have a kid, you'll go there and spend the whole day. The guys, you get to the head of the line, the guy's like, next. I'm like, I'm just here to kill time. Oh, all right, cool. Go to the information desk. Ask them to explain the difference between express and priority mail. That'll kill your whole day.
I'll be standing next to you in line going, hey, nice package.
Did you get put up on a lift and have some...
did you just get a new prostate, bro?
Did you? Let's see that thing. Let me polish it. Come on. Here we go. So this guy comes on stage and he's 22 and he's gay. And I say to him, when did you come out of the closet? And he said, I was 19. And I said, how was it? He goes, well, it was kind of weird with my parents. I go, what, they didn't approve? He goes, no, actually, I told my mom and dad I was gay. And my dad says, funny you should mention that. I'm gay, too.
What?
Yeah, and I'm a cross-dresser. And the whole place goes, oh, my God. And then I'm thinking, who tops their kid in that moment? Like, let the kid have the moment. It's been 19 years. He's trying to get this out. And you top him as your, like, gay, you don't know gay. When I was your age, I walked 12 miles in the snow to meet Bette Midler. That's gay, you know?
Oh, my God. Now, and the wife, what did she know, or did she just get hit twice?
I think she got hit twice. I don't think she knew either.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And so, like, you hear these stories, and it's like, it just confirms everything. Like, I had this guy with polio. Nice guy, 38-year-old guy, Travis. And I go, what did you tell your kids? And they were little, you know, because he got the crutches. He goes, I told them I was injured in Vietnam. The whole place laughs, right? And then I go, so he goes, but my daughter just turned 18, and the other day she went, Daddy, did you really get her in Vietnam? And I was like, he was like, oh, crap, I forgot I lied to her. I got to fix that. And the whole place went crazy. And like, sometimes, you know, people, like, who are handicapped like that, they don't get talked to because people feel uncomfortable talking to them, right? They feel like they're broken. But they're like regular people. They got their senses of humor and everything. The guy was like the hit of the show. So it's just been, it's really been amazing, like the kind of stuff that people tell you. And
travel doing stand-up. Is this show going to go out on the road?
Yeah, I'm going to probably take the show on the road too. But people come see me at Laugh Boston, there'll be some of this in the show. Like, I'll talk to people and probably bring some people on stage, and they'll start just, I'm telling you, everybody's got a story. Everybody's got a story, and if you ask them, they tell it. And so there'll be some of people can actually experience some of the one-man show in my stand-up, actually. Yeah.
Well, I'm so bummed that I'm going to miss you again.
I know. This is like, there's so much.
I mean, pretty soon you're going to start taking it personally.
No, I know. Come on, just stay. I'm going to get new. I'm going to get new junk. So, you know, that'll be worth it. I can show it to you.
I got invited to a Marine birthday ball.
Oh, and I know, and I saw.
You can't compete with the Marines, babe. I love you, but not that much.
Oh my God! And the guy, I want to sleep with this guy. I'm coming with you. Well, we'll catch you. I'm got to get you down to New York to see, you know, a show.
I know. How is Mr. Colbert doing?
Good. The show's good. I'm doing a warm-up there. And, you know, I did some on-air TV, you know, stand-up on it. And it's great. You know, there's a lot of news, man. It's crazy out there. So every day there's something to talk about. There's not a lack of news, I'll tell you that.
But, yeah, right?
It's crazy. Hey, you appreciate this. My mom just turned 92. Yeah.
No way, really?
And she will not go down. We try everything.
It's the wine and the olive oil, man. That's what does
it. I'm telling you, not shaving your armpits for 40 years. That'll she's like no slowing down. It's crazy.
I've always said that I wanted to live to be 100, but only if I could be that crazy old woman that just says whatever on her mind without conscience. I mean, I'm kind of like that now. But imagine how ridiculous I'll be if I hit 100.
You'll be 100 with either like 17 cats or 17 pugs.
Oh, it'll be pugs. I don't like cats.
That's awesome. Oh, man. Well, I wish I could see you. I'm going to miss you. But,
I know. I'm so bummed I'm not going to see you. But go and see Paul Mercurio next weekend at Laugh Boston. You will laugh your ass off and, you know, he'll make you feel great about your love of salami.
There you go. Trust me. And when I say salami, we don't mean the actual salami. We mean not the one between the bread. The one between the sheets. That's all. Laugh Boston, go online. People can get tickets. And I got one show Friday, November 1st, and two Saturday, November 2nd. So great, great Saturday.
Are you going to wear a costume? It's Halloween weekend, dude.
I'm going to shave my entire body and go as a hairless chinchilla. That's what I'm going to do. And you're going to miss it for this.
I am going to miss the hairless chinchilla. I am so bummed out.
I'll send you pictures.
P.S. You just became a hashtag. As soon as I figure out how to spell chinchilla.
There's a lot of L's in it, I think. Oh, God. All right, well, I'm going to miss you. But
yeah, you too, honey. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, great to be on. Thank you.
Mistress Carrie, weekdays 10 to 3 on WAAF. Podcasts are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.